From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. South Africa's president-elect Cyril Ramaphosa says he wants to meet with the leaders of other political parties so they can find common ground.
I will seek to work with all political parties and we'll start it off with wanting to have a meeting with the leaders of all political parties so that we can try and find a way of working together.
Ramaphosa says he understands there are concerns about corruption and mismanagement in state-owned companies. He took office Thursday after Jacob Zuma resigned as president late Wednesday. Ethiopia's prime minister stepping down in what they say is an effort to avoid and advance reforms aimed at easing the country's political unrest. Haile Mariam Desalegn submitted his resignation as both prime minister and chairman of the ruling coalition. In recent weeks, the government has released hundreds of prisoners, many of whom were arrested on charges of terrorism or inciting violence in an effort to ease political tensions. Ethiopia has been going through political unrest since a wave of anti-government protest in 2016, mainly in one southern region, prompting officials to declare a state of emergency. Pakistan criticizing a new U.S. report saying the country's weapons are a continued threat to a regional American interest. A foreign ministry spokesman criticized the report for its singular negative focus on Pakistan. He pointed to India's having the fastest-growing stockpile of nuclear weapons. This is VOA News. The number of civilians killed and wounded in the war in Afghanistan declined last year, but the number of deaths from airstrikes has increased. Danielle Bell from the United Nations Assistant Mission in Afghanistan spoke to reporters about the numbers.
But I must emphasize that 2017 was the fourth consecutive year where the mission recorded more than 10,000 civilian casualties.
Afghanistan's armed conflict in 2017 caused a total of 10,453 civilian casualties, including 3,438 deaths. In Beirut, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson talking about Hezbollah's role in Lebanese politics, as well as its participation in fighting in Syria, Iraq, and Yemen. That story now from Edward Uranian.
Secretary Tillerson's visit to Lebanon came amid simmering regional tensions over the conflict in Syria, along with a territorial dispute with Israel over both its land and sea borders. Hezbollah's role in Lebanese politics, as well as its participation in the fighting in Syria, Iraq, and Yemen, were key topics of discussion. Tillerson says that the U.S. has considered Hezbollah a terrorist organization for over 20 years and stressed that he had discussed with Lebanon's top leaders the need for the group to withdraw its forces from Syria, saying that its entanglement in regional conflicts threatens Lebanon's security, in addition to having destabilizing effects in the region. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
A troubled 19-year-old man accused in the latest mass shooting in the United States was ordered held without bond. Nicholas Cruz is charged with 17 counts of premeditated murder. President Trump spoke to the nation about the school shooting.
Our entire nation, with one heavy heart, is praying for the victims and their families. To every parent, teacher, and child who is hurting so badly, we are here for you, whatever you need, whatever we can do to ease your pain.
After previous mass shootings in the U.S., some lawmakers have called for tightening the country's gun control laws. Today is the start of Chinese Lunar New Year's. It's a big family time, fireworks, lion dances, a lot of fun. Chinese zodiac moves in a 12-year cycle, and this year is the year of the dog. Get more news at our website, voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.